With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The former leader of Nova Scotia's Green Party is calling it a career. Thomas Trappenberg has stood for the Greens in both provincial and federal elections, but has never won a seat.
I was hoping for more impact by now, you know, after 15 years, and it's still a long road ahead.
The announcement to step away from politics comes as Trappenberg is currently running to represent South Shore St. Margaret's in the federal election. He doesn't plan to run again, but a win in this campaign could change his mind.
If I'm elected, of course I'm staying on, and I will really work very hard to do this. Yes, of course.
Throughout his political career, Trappenberg has worked to push environmental issues to the forefront of public discourse. He says he wants to be able to tell his grandchildren that he stood up for their future. Despite his best efforts, he is concerned about the effect climate change is going to have on the world in which they grow up.
It's actually worse than you think. If we now do something really drastically, we will still have climate change. The question is how much we will have to survive this.
After spending the better part of a couple of decades building awareness of the Green Party in Nova Scotia, Trappenberg remains optimistic that voters will see the party as a viable option.
I hope they will appreciate, and I think they do, I get this feedback, that we are serious. We are not just a protest movement. We are actually deeply thinking people, that we are really thinking about the future.
Voters go to the poll in the federal election Monday, September 20th. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.